This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
10 seconds.
No, I was talking to the singer. He said, tell me what there's to complain about. Well, I mean, you want us to get in a line? We can...
have you guys ever heard of 2020?
Yeah, 2020's got quite a few bitches in it. So we'd be happy to tell you what there's to complain about. Anyway,
there's
my bad.
Right, and it just keeps piling on, too. I mean, you know, tomorrow it'll be something else. Good morning, everyone. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Hump day. Woo! Big brother
It looks
tonight.
Like our timing's fixed, right? We're good right now?
Hump day!
Right now, we're looking good.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD, San Francisco and Oakland school districts. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child who is in need, some food, or you want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, go to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab. I wanted to give a quick update on our first responders, the National First Responders Stair Climb fundraiser that we're doing. We're at, did you say 327?
328.
$8. Fantastic.
Stacy, Lorinda, Mary. You know what's funny about Mary? She says, for Sarah. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, she's obviously behind you, but it's for all of us. It's definitely
it's
for the first responders.
Yep.
But.
I don't care who it's for, but thank you. Thank
Sarah.
You for donating
just
want, it.
Just want to let you know that she said it's for you. She did it for you.
Well, I'm always very, I'm in awe of the generosity of our listeners, and I think that that's absolutely great. Give a buck, give whatever you can give. Go to radioalice.com/SFStairClimb. Big donate button right there. Drop a few bucks in. We're trying to raise $2,500, and we can't do it without your help, so thank you. David Blaine, he's up, people. In case you've been semi-following this.
Let me show you the...
There's a live stream going. It started at 5:55 this morning with lots of interviews and stuff. And now he's finally up in the air. He's got a humongous cluster of balloons. It's live streaming on YouTube. He's got... You know, I noticed they're not flipping to those. He's got two what look like poles with cameras on them. Uh-huh. But they're just giving us the long shots of them. He's making it look like he's sort of holding on by his arm, but... Or he did look like that earlier. Now it looks like he's more sitting on a little seat.
No, he's still holding on one hand. It's kind of trippy. I'm like, I wonder if they tied his arm or his jacket to that rope because it'd be very exhausting to hold that.
You don't think he's on a harness?
He's in a harness. He's sitting.
He's got a body harness.
Oh, the harness has got to be underneath his jacket because
you know, sure.
Yeah,
I think he's doing that to make it seem really amazing, like he's hanging on to, like no one can hold by one, and you can't support your weight from one hand for an hour up in the air. You just can't
do it. He's
so
magical.
He is magic. That is true. Maybe his magic fingers just have a straight super strength that none of us can match.
Yeah, him
what
and
is
him
it called?
Prestidigitation
when you have like the secret hand compartments? Prestidigitation?
No idea. He did break the breathing underwater record, though, right? So, I mean...
No, he failed to break it. He failed. Oh. He did that whole thing, and then he didn't quite make it. He turned... His lips turned blue, and they had to get him out.
Oh.
I know. But he's clearly doing the up thing. I mean, he's showing that that can work, so I'm sure no kids will float away in imitation.
And once again, Sarah's correct. Prestidigitation.
It's like hand tricks, little hand, sleight of hand stuff.
A Yeah, performance or a skill in performing magic amazing. Or conjuring tricks. You're incredible.
You I know, I can't get it enough of myself. Yeah. Well, he's a he's holding on to something with his mouth, like some kind of rope.
Oh, somebody's coffee's done.
My coffee just finished up. Or just turned off. It's been such a crazy day that I'm only two cups deep. I mean, I'm so sad. I just poured my...
Well, visually speaking, that is really neat. Like, there he is hanging in the sky, you know, well above the earth, and it looks neat. I don't know where he goes from here. Like, it's...
Back down, probably. You know.
Didn't Bryn say he's going to parachute down?
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, is this his... This might be his parachute being lowered to him. Like, yeah, he's in... Yeah, just to show that he's been there. In peril. I guess that was what the rope was. It's on some kind of pulley, and now he's got to get into the parachute, and then he's going to jump for it.
Earlier, he had something strapped to his waist. It was like sandbags or something. It looked like he was dropping.
Oh,
he was
I saw that. He was dropping weights. He is really high.
He's really, really high.
That's good.
Oh, that's his. Yeah, he's about to put that backpack on, isn't he? And oh, look, he's just dropping stuff. He's just
don't drop it.
What a litter bug.
Oh, boy. Well, there he goes. He's floating. It's a very dramatic landscape. I mean, maybe it would have been more dramatic.
Talking about David Blaine, everyone. He's a magician who's floating in balloons above the Arizona desert.
Nothing really magic about this. Yeah, he's live on YouTube if you want to watch it. And now he's trying to figure out how to put on the parachute. This was supposed to happen over the Hudson River. And... 2 days ago, they said, maybe the winds were going to blow him out to sea. I don't know. But he's over the beautiful landscape of Arizona now. It looks very Mesa-y. It looks very Grand Canyon-y in some shots. And then there's little settlements underneath them and mostly desert. Anyway, he's done it again. Congratulations, David Blaine.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Amazing. Kanye West, he is saying... Yeah. That he has spent $50 million on his Sunday services in 2019 alone. He did an interview. I guess it's going to be a two-parter. Nick Cannon is currently hosting something called Cannon's Class podcast, because everyone's got a podcast. And he's, surprise you guys, Kanye is a little scattered and all over the place. I don't know. It's very unusual. He discussed religion, Planned Parenthood, Forbes, his presidential campaign, and the 2009 VMAs. Is that the Taylor Swift year? Over the course of about 44 minutes. That's just part one. One of the most concrete details from this, I don't know if this is true or not, he's talking about his personal finances and his increasingly elaborate Sunday service productions have cost him $50 million in 1 year. He says he paid for that with his Yeezy marketing budget. I spent every dime I have for marketing from Yeezy on Sunday service. Every dollar that I had. I spent $50 million last year on Sunday service if you add up the operas, if you add up the flights. Operas? It was 120 people going to Jamaica. The Yeezys, they were selling themselves. So instead of paying for ads, I invested it in the church. I invested in spreading gospel. So his accountants aren't psyched about it. He's also been mulling over the idea of buying the paparazzi, as in all of them. I'll just tell you what he said, and you can tell me if this is something that can be done. He says, it's always been an idea of mine. I hop in the car with a paparazzi. I hire paparazzi. I know business is down because of COVID. I am hiring. I buy all the paparazzi companies. I want to pick the exact photos. So maybe they get into that more in section two of this podcast, because this is just the first of two, at least two. That he did with Nick Cannon. But, look, if you don't like what the paparazzi's doing, do what Kanye does. Just buy them. Then you make sure that only the flattering photos get put up there.
And just to verify, Sarah, the VMAs of 2009 was when Kanye West rushed the stage to interrupt Taylor Swift during her
because
acceptance.
Because Beyonce had the best video of all time. I'm going to let you talk. But first, I just got to stomp all over you, little girl. Anyway, remember a little while ago I was telling you that Akon wanted to build an actual Wakanda in Senegal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's moving ahead with it. $6 billion is about what it's going to cost.
$6 billion?
$6 billion.
Okay.
$6 billion. He first announced this idea for a utopian city back in 2018. He describes it as a real-life Wakanda, comparing it to the advanced fictional African place portrayed in the film Black Panther. On Monday, he said he hoped his project would provide much-needed jobs for Senegalese and also serve as a home back home for Black Americans and other people facing racial injustices. He wants this to be a place that they can come to. He says the system back home treats them unfairly. So he was born in Senegal, but he, I believe starting in high school, he came to America and has been here since.
All right.
He says the system back home, he means America, treats them unfairly and elsewhere, treats them unfairly in so many different ways you can never imagine. And they only go through it because they feel that there is no other way. So if you're coming from America or Europe or elsewhere in the diaspora and you feel that you want to visit Africa, we want Senegal to be your first stop. He was, I'm sorry. He was born in the United States to Senegalese parents. I have it totally backwards. And then he spent most of his childhood in the West African country. So he, let's see, it's Senegalese authorities have embraced him as a native son, praising him for investing in Africa at a time of such global financial uncertainty. He went to this big grassy, huge grassy field in some place called Mbodien. About 62 miles outside the capital, and that's where he's going to build his dream city. And they're talking about how COVID has sown doubt everywhere, and they're so grateful that he's going to invest all this money. Obviously, I don't think Akon has $6 billion, so he must have people backing this. This is his like idea for utopia, and people go, well, maybe that could work. But I am going to pay attention to this because I think that's absolutely fascinating.
Well, it sounds like a lofty goal, and it's certainly worthwhile. I think every public project in the history of the world goes over budget. So I, you know, his $6 billion budget will quickly become 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high-speed rail here in California. Which where is that at?
I don't think we can afford that anymore.
We couldn't afford that in the first place. But anyway, no one wants it coming through their neighborhood either. So what are we going to do?
That is a problem, isn't it?
That is a money pit. And I hope for his sake that this is an achievable goal. What else can you say?
Nothing. I'll pay attention to it and I'll give you updates as they become available. Devo's Mark.
Net worth of $80 million.
Oh, $80 million. So he's got, I'm sure he's investing some of his own money in this too. It's important to him. Devo's Mark Motherspa says he nearly died from coronavirus. Mark Motherspa is the singer for Devo.
He's one of the most important musicians of all time, just so you know.
Okay. It was terrifying, he says. He did nearly die from it. He spent 10 days on a ventilator in a hospital in Los Angeles. Actually, the last we heard of him, weren't his neighbors bothering him? Or somebody was, someone was making all kinds of noise and partying.
Bryce
and throwing
Hall,
pool
the TikTokers.
Oh, right. The TikTok guy was throwing big parties. All, like, I'm trying to recover over here. So he's, if you're interested, there's a big story today about what he went through. But 10
this
days
guy, on not only no did doubt. Devo, but he did Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, he did the music for that?
He did the music for those episodes.
That is genius. So I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse. Jerry. COVID-19. Musicians are like, we give up, apparently. 64% of professional musicians are thinking about quitting. So when you talk about professional musicians, it's just really anybody, not necessarily the Taylor Swifts of the world. She's going to be just fine. People who make $15,000 to $50,000 a year doing lower level music business type of things is what I'm thinking. Because if you're making more than that and you can figure out a way to keep it going, but then you would. But for a lot of people, you know, they're suddenly they're cover band that they've been in for 30 years isn't getting gigs anymore because of the whole COVID thing. And they're looking at other lines of work. Musicians are saying, low-level musicians say, they've lost 87% of their live bookings, an average of $15,000 in income. Some, I'm sure, much more. But according to this particular survey, 64% of professional musicians are like, I need another job. I need to find some other way to make money. And also in the COVID world of 2020, everyone's letting their hair go gray. And listen, Ozzy, it was long past time. I even envisioned, like, when I think of him, I think of him as a guy who has gray hair, and then you see him and you go, oh, no, no, dark, beautiful, brown locks.
Right.
He's let it go, finally. Somebody caught a picture of him in a car, snapped his picture, and he doesn't have his little round glasses and the brown hair, so he's unrecognizable, but they assure me that this is, in fact, Ozzy Osbourne, who's let his hair go gray. And finally, I'll end with this. Just the other day, I was telling you that Snoop Dogg is jumping into the wine business. And we all sort of joked, oh, he should get into the gin business. He heard us. So congratulations to the Sarah and Vinny show. We told Snoop he needed to get some gin going, and he's done it. It is actually You're welcome, Snoop. It is actually hard to believe it's taken him this long to get his own gin, because Gin and Juice came out 26 years ago, mm-hmm. and he's finally got his own. It's called Indago Gin, and it's billed as the ultimate remix of 7 premium botanicals infused with all-natural strawberry flavor, and it's $30 a bottle. It's almost 3 times as expensive as a bottle of his wine. He says, I can't wait for the world to taste my remix on gin. When I wrote Gin and Juice back in 94, it was about good feelings and real experiences. It just naturally became a global anthem when creating In Dog Oak. When creating In Dog O, I wanted to give those feelings new life with an approachable, juicy gin that's smooth like the D-O-double-G. There you go.
I never did gin, and I drank a lot of alcohol,
That's good. Gin is to be avoided. But
yeah, I never liked it. Mm-hmm. And, even hearing his song, I'm like, oh, someone must like it, right? But
people,
I tried
like
it. I'm not into it.
Yeah. Mm. All right, what's
tastes
going up in the
news? Does it taste like piney to you?
Mm-hmm. Tastes like juniper.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. Coming up, I've got a bunch of stuff, including products you should avoid. Let's see here. Weirdest thing roommates have done, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.